Episode number 6 of Gideon's Randomly Generated Nonsense. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Roger Marshall. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about cracking the sutural bone secret. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The bone matrix contains blood vessels and concentric organization, which are organized by bone cells, osteocytes and lacunae. The bone matrix is filled with blood, tissue and fat form, depending on the bone and age, as the bite bone test shows. Flat bone is a thin, relatively broad bone found in the upper extremities, where muscle attachment to the broad surface is required and full organ protection is required. Bones in the wrist, carpal bone, ankle and tarsal are the shortest bones. Flat bone is a thin, relatively broad bone found in the upper extremities, where muscle attachment to the broad surface is required and full organ protection is required. A good example of this is the ducking grant, a kind of hide-and-seek collector with a large amount of muscle and blood vessels on the surface of the bone. Bones in the wrist, carpal bone, ankle and tarsal are the shortest bones. Flat bone is a thick bone with large amounts of bone cells, osteocytes and gaps. An example of a bone that eliminates this count is the skull of the suture, in which small, irregular worm bones develop. Worm bones can be a marker of diseases such as brittle bones, but their significance in normal people is unknown. The largest bone at the base of the skull has a diameter of about 3.2 cm and a thickness of 2 cm. This bone forms the lower posterior skull and forms a large part of its base in the upper front and posterior sutures, as well as a small part at the front suture. This bone forms the lower posterior bone and a larger part of its base and posterior bone. A total of 80 bones, including the axial skeleton, consist of the upper anterior and posterior suture and a small part of the anterior suture. It consists of a large part of its base and a smaller part in the lower front, back and front seams. Interestingly, the number of bones that make up an adult skeleton was always higher than 206. However, some bones have been excluded from the total number because they are small, not present in humans or vary in number and are smaller. The process by which bones gain width is known to answer one of the most important questions in the history of human evolution. The skeleton must grow strongly over a lifetime and grow larger over time, otherwise the skeleton could not move properly. In addition, the bones are much wider than the width of the human body and much longer than the skeleton of an adult. As bones grow and develop, they will become longer and ossified, but the future bone will probably be longer before it becomes wider. Longer bones reach adult length. Long bones become long by growing and atrophying. As they grow or develop, they become ossify, and as the bone grows or develops in this process, it becomes longer. In intramembranous ossification, osteoblasts produce new bone tissue at the end of the bone buildup. This only increases bone tissue, but also increases the risk of fractures due to intram-branched ossi. In the bone neck, the bone ends are added for longer because new bone tissue is produced in the bone neck. In intramembranous ossification, osteoblasts produce new bone tissue in the bone neck and resorb the old bone that lines the marrow cavity. In intram-branous branched ossi, bone growth increases because osteoblasts resorb the older bone membranes of the medullar cavity, while in intramembranous ossify, bone builds up due to osteoporosis of the neck and new bone tissue produced by osteoclasts during intramyosis. In intambranesque ossi and intrambranosomal osteoclasts, old bones that line the medullary cavity are resorbed, because in intramembranous ossification osteoblasts produce new bone tissue at the end of the bone structure, but also in intracellular osteoplastic osteoarthritis. In intramembranous ossi, the process of bone widening is called bone formation, while osteoblasts produce new bone tissue that is added to the tissue in intermembrane ossicized ossification. The body continues to grow osteoblasts, and the body's ability to overcome forces such as body shape and density is required. We need to know the high density of bones, so we need a better understanding of the processes of production and deposition of new bone tissue that needs to grow to a width of what is called bone. The leg bones and the spine are the primary bones that need to lengthen as a person grows taller. There is a mechanism that allows these bones to grow larger, but the position and process of bone widening have yet to be known. Legs, bones and spines are some of these primary bones that need to lengthen and lengthen as the person grows up.
This has been Gideon's Randomly Generated Nonsense. Episode 6. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media.
See you next time.